I want to talk to us this morning about a virtuous wife. A virtuous wife. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 31, verse 10, "Who can find a virtuous wife? For her worth is far above rubies." Now this is the question asked by the wise King Lemuel, verse 1. In many ways, the question may be asked of today's modern world. In Hebrew, Proverbs 31, verses 10 to 31 is actually an alphabetic acrostic. The woman of valor is literally extolled from A to Z. I want you to notice three things this morning about a virtuous woman. And perhaps this lesson will help young ladies out there to strive to be a virtuous woman, so that marriages may last and have a firmer foundation. Number one, notice that a virtuous woman is a woman of value. Value. Proverbs 31 verse 10. "For her worth is far above rubies." Now she is of great value to her husband. She provides for him in many ways. Her provision for him is emotional. She lives in such a way as to give him emotional stability and security. Matter of fact, the woman is the emotional barometer for the entire household. Did you ever hear the old saying, "If mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy"? Now, there's a lot of truth to that. She sets the tone for the emotions that's going on within the house. If she's in a bad mood, the rest of the folks in the house are liable to be in a bad mood. But this statement really goes deeper than that. She gives her husband emotional stability. He never has to worry that she might be unfaithful to him. She lives in such a way, Proverbs 31 verse 11, that the heart of her husband safely trusts her. Oh, my friends, there's something we're missing today in a lot of households. We're missing in a lot of households the concept of trust. It has been replaced by suspicion and anxiety. And much of this suspicion and much of this anxiety is because a man's wife acts in such a way as to indicate that she may actually be willing to be unfaithful to him if the circumstance presents itself. Now, this works the other way around too, I understand that, but we're not talking about the virtuous husband this morning. We're talking about the virtuous wife. And so the virtuous woman, the virtuous wife, is of great value because she doesn't act in such a way that is flirty or flirtatious with other men. Her husband has been given no reason whatsoever to ever suspect that she would even entertain the thought of cheating on him. Many women today are flaunty and flirtatious. Not her. She never says or does anything that might engender suspicion in his heart. She is valuable to him and to her children. Much of the passage speaks of her untiring labor in providing for her family. Her husband and children never have to worry about a lack of nice clothes and suitable clothes to wear. Because she gets up early in the morning, she sets at the spinning wheel. She makes nice clothing for her family. The Bible says they never have to worry about a good meal. It says she seeks wool and flax and willingly works with her hands. She also rises while it is yet night and provides food for her household. Verse 15, I love that. She gets up early in the morning, and then the husband and the children can wake up to the smell of bacon and eggs in the air. Don't you love that? That's what a virtuous woman does. A woman who squanders away her day sleeping or watching TV while clothes go unwashed, houses go unclean, and meals go unprepared is of little value to her family. That's just a fact. In fact, that's the way many wives are today, I'm terrified to say. It's a tragedy in our society today that women are so busy gossiping on the phone or spending their time on Facebook or watching soap operas that they're not cleaning the houses, cooking the meals, making sure their families are properly taken care of. The virtuous woman, the Bible says here in verse 27, watches over the ways of her household. And watch this. Does not eat the bread of idleness. She doesn't lie around sleeping the day away while things need to be done in the house. And so we notice in the first place about the virtuous wife that she is a woman of value. Number two, not only is she a woman of value, but she is a woman of vision. Now the virtuous woman's role in the family is not restricted to housework necessarily. She is involved in other ventures in the best interest of her family. Verse 14 here says, she is like the merchant ships and she brings her food from afar. She involves herself in commerce when she sees it benefiting her family down the road. Verse 16 says, she sees a field and buys it. From her profits she plants a vineyard. She works hard to teach her children, to raise them right, so that when they're older, they'll bring her honor and not shame. Verse 25, strength and honor are her clothing. She shall rejoice in time to come. I love that. She's a woman of vision. She shall rejoice in time to come because she has raised her children right. She's not raising a bunch of little monsters. I like what a friend of mine said not too long ago. He said, I didn't just grow up, I was raised. That's right. I was raised as well by my mom. Today, children are just being allowed to just grow up. We don't want to be bothered with them, and so we send them into another room and part of the house, the room that just stays a wreck. There are toys all over the place, and the children are allowed to just go on in that room unsupervised and to just do whatever and to get into whatever it is they want to do because we don't want to be bothered by those children. What a shame. Children are left to themselves. They are not disciplined when they do wrong. They're not taught to say thank you and please anymore. You ever see that? You ever notice that? Children don't say thank you and please. Have you noticed when you go down to the local retail store or the local grocery store, have you ever noticed who's the head of the family when there are children around? Most of the time it's the child, isn't it? You can see the child. He's in charge. Oh, you can see that. The parents let that child just trample all over them. What a tragedy that is, because I'm going to tell you what, when those children grow up and they get into society, they're not going to get everything they want served on a silver platter. When they get into the school system and then finally they get into work, there are rules that are to be obeyed. And if they don't obey those rules, there are going to be consequences that must be paid. And those consequences very often are going to be painful. Somebody once said, we wouldn't need the electric chair. We wouldn't need discipline in the electric chair if we had more discipline in the high chair. That's right. We need to train these young people, these precious young souls that God has given us. We need to train them to be obedient to our authority so that when they grow up, they will respect the authority of others, and especially that they will respect the authority of God. Now, a woman's child who is not trained properly as that child is growing up and then gets into adulthood and does shameful things, things that bring shame on himself and his mom and dad, that woman is shamed by that later on down the road. But the virtuous woman, she's a woman of vision. She's able to look down the road and see her children as grown-ups. And then she's able to contemplate that and to wonder, what kind of a grown-up is my child going to be? Is my child going to embarrass me in their adult life? Or are they going to crown me with honor and glory? And then she realizes, hey, the outcome depends very much upon me right now and how I'm raising my child. And so she is a woman of vision. She shall rejoice in time to come. She sees that. Number three, the virtuous wife is a woman of value. She is a woman of vision. And she is a woman of veneration. That is, she is praised. She is honored. She is lifted up by those around her. Because of all she is, And because of all she does, verse 30 says, her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Remember, a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. And so you have a woman who fears the Lord, a woman who serves her family tirelessly. She makes them nice clothes. She's always busy. She's always working. When she goes out into the marketplace and goes out into public, people see her. They know her. They see what she's doing. They can see her children, the way they act in public. They can see her husband, the way he acts down at the gate. And by watching them and how they are, those children and that husband, they get a good idea of how the wife and the mother is. And in the case of the virtuous woman, these people see that this is a good wife and this is a good mother. And so she gets the praise and she merits that praise not only from her husband and from her children, but she gets it from other people in the community. Now, I like that. There are some women today, they are known as the town gossip. Other women are known as the town flirt. Some women are known as the town this or the town that. But isn't it a great joy when a woman has the type of character that she has worked at developing that gives her praise among others around her, among her peers? And so gives her a good influence around all those whom she is around. A woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. This is the woman who submits to her husband. And Ephesians 5:22, the Bible says, wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, as also Christ is head of the church, and He is the Savior of the body. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, a woman who does not submit to her husband, she will not have her husband's praise. I'm sorry. Perhaps it ought not be like that, but that's just a fact. The Bible says a woman ought to submit to her husband. Now, anything with two heads is a freak, and anything with no heads is dead. But essentially, when a woman tries to be the head of the house, you have both those scenarios. Because you can only have one head in the household. And if both the mother and the father are trying to act like the head, you're not going to have anything but resistance and chaos and fighting and squabbling. It's going to be a mess. There's not going to be any joy or peace in that home. But if a woman will gracefully submit to her husband, she'll be a virtuous wife. And her husband and her children will rise up and praise her. I'll tell you another aspect of the woman who fears the Lord, and that's the woman who gets herself together, right, to go out in public. We have women at Walmart today, I'm ashamed to even look in their direction the way they're dressed. I wouldn't even walk around the house like that. These women are going to Walmart and Fred's and other places like that. Sometimes they put on their bikinis and they go down to the local swimming pool or to the local beach or whatever, and they show all their flesh to all the world. Listen, if I were their husband, I wouldn't rise up and praise that. I'd be ashamed of that. And so a virtuous wife, who can find her? She is a woman of value. She is a woman of vision. She is a woman of veneration. My friend, are you a child of God? If you're not a child of God, we invite you to become one. You can contact us and we can assist you to do what the Bible says. The Bible says, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. Romans 10:17. After you hear, you must believe that Jesus is the Son of God. John 8:24. Then you must be willing to repent of your sins. Acts 2:38. Confess your faith in Christ. Romans 10:9-10. And finally, be baptized to have your sins washed away. Acts 22:16, so that you may be saved, Mark 16:16. Why don't you obey the gospel today? Why don't you become a child of God? Hello, dear friends. My name is Michael Pickford, and this message is brought to you by the Southside Church of Christ in Smyrna, Tennessee. A new message airs each Sunday morning right here on WGNS from 10:45 to 11 a.m. You can listen to hundreds of my sermons at our website, www.defendthegospel.com. We'd like to invite you to worship with us at any or all of our services. You'd be our honored guest. We meet on Sundays at 9 and 10 a.m. and 6 p.m., as well as Wednesdays at 7 p.m. We meet at 1167 South Lowry Street. Street. That's Murfreesboro Road in Smyrna, Tennessee. We want to thank you for listening and invite you to listen again next week. Have a wonderful day.